On this episode, the NFL is back Thursday. Wells Fargo employee dies unknowingly. Joey Chestnut is a dog. Boeing still sucks. And a 49ers rookie gets shot in broad daylight. Imagine that in San Francisco.
No way.
On this episode of the Flash Burning Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. It's episode number 102 of the Flashburn Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Landon Chambers, here with my co-host, Zach Hoppa.
Mr. Impatient.
Yeah, you kind of... Mr.
Fucking aggravated right
you
now.
You kind of freaked out about the
microphone. I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to be cool. Now I have to use a fucking microphone stand in my face. This is the poor man's podcast shit right here.
A lot of people use them that way. You just don't like sitting up. I don't understand.
Correct. No, I don't. You're right. I don't like sitting up. What I do like is...
You don't sit back that much, though. I don't think you realize that you normally sit in that position. It's just hanging in front of you.
What I do like, I can read the computer without the microphone in my face. That's kind of nice. Because normally it's right in front of my face.
Yeah.
I can sit on the side with this one. But my microphone arm sucks anyway, and the table we use suck, too. So this week, in my to-do list... I'm adding it right now. You are watching me in real time do this. Podcast. Hold on.
Let's go ahead. All caps, too. We're serious about it.
Podcast fucking table. See that? There you go. We need a table. You got a table out there that we could use, maybe buy from you, can pick it up for free? Let us know.
You get some good...
I'd like to have one that maybe...
Microphones, from sure, but apparently their arms aren't... Good.
Well,
you had problems with the arm.
I'm not going to blame the arm. I'll just blame the shitty plastic table that we use because it seems to always...
That's part of it for sure.
The arm's big too. Yours is a lot smaller, so I think it's a little more easier to mount to something that's not sturdy.
Well, I also have it mounted on the spot that is most sturdy.
Right. I didn't do that because mine's all the way on against the wall here, so I'll have to figure that out. I plan on making more... At least, I'm probably going to move the freezer. From the freezer across the wall back will be all us. And then the rest will be tools, maybe some music stuff. I got a lot of work on the garage to do. Anyway, I'm not going to get started.
What are you doing for next week? You have any idea?
I'm not going to anticipate anything anymore because every fucking time I do it doesn't fucking work out my way. Landon fucking makes fun of me. So fuck you and everybody listening to the show that says, wow, Zach always talks about things that's going to happen. They never fucking happen. You're right. They're not happening. You're right. Supposed to do a weekend episode with the girls. Got it all edited. Got it done. Sent it to them. They're like, oh, well, you got to take this person's name out and that person's name out, too. I said, what? Wait a minute. Hold on. You told me to take out one name that you mentioned. Well, these two, we need to take those out, too. They only mentioned 39 times. They only mentioned 39 times.
Oh, that's it. You counted?
No big deal. It's probably more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Taking a shot in the dark.
Taking a shot. Okay.
Yeah. So I have to go back and edit the whole fucking thing again just to put it on the internet. So I'm not going to tell you when it's going to air, because it may not ever air. Who knows? I'm not going to tell you when we do video, because that may never happen either. I'm not going to tell you that next week my microphone arm is going to be mounted to the same table or not, because we don't know. I'm done anticipating on the show. I've had enough. Oh. I get browbeaten for it every time. And then sometimes it works. Like I'm pretty sure when we said we was going to upgrade our sound for weeks and weeks and weeks, we finally got that done.
Well, yeah, it just didn't happen when we first said it was going to happen.
I'm not talking about it no more. At all. Anything firsthand.
I mean, I think
I'm an anticipator. It's obvious by now.
We can have that discussion. We just don't have to have that discussion on the podcast.
You're literally like, you know what? We can talk about this, but don't do it on the show.
From the jump.
Because you say on 100, we're going to have video. And here's 102. And guess what? No one can see our faces. Nor can they see me have the halfway meltdown with the fucking microphone arm before the show. So I've got a $400 microphone just sitting in front of me with like, what, 8 different bushings, some brass, some plastic. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
One steal.
Grab me the third microphone because we never use it because we never have anybody on the guest list anymore. So just let me use that for now. Because I'll tell you that we have a guest next week, but it's anticipating. I'm not doing that no more.
I'm going to try to have a guest next week.
Can I say that?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, I'm going to try to have a guest next week.
You're not promising.
If I can fix
The problem was you kept promising.
If I can fix my shitty microphone, I'll work on having a guest next week.
Well, I'm not going to be here, so it's either someone or... You. I mean, that's it. Basically.
She just texts me and says, I just really want Texas Roadhouse. What? I mean, okay. And I want to have sex. What? The, okay. What? You know, it's so, it's the same thing, different day. I'm not shocked by any of that.
Oh, fuck.
I'll text you back and say, I want the same thing I had last week.
Did you do anything for Labor Day?
No, swim. Does that count?
I mean, yeah, it's something, I guess. Yeah. I'm still trying to nurse this fucking abdominal injury.
Well, I had the kids Saturday and Sunday, so Saturday we didn't do it a whole lot. Cleaned up the house a little bit, and what did we do Saturday? We did something else. Oh, I went to my brother's house. Duh. My brother bought a new house in Germantown, so I went to his house. Oh, got to visit.
He's already there.
Nice spot. Oh, yeah, they moved in this weekend.
I heard about this, but I didn't know how close it was.
Yeah, it's... okay, I found out where Colton's house is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you're on the way to Colton's house, there's a huge turn in and turn out big horseshoe on the left. Past the funeral home on the right, go down maybe a half mile. On the left, right across from that real nice plat, there's a big, real nice horseshoe in out plat. He's all the way back in the corner back there.
Hold on. North north of Colton's house? Are you talking?
It'd be south. I think it's south. Maybe I don't know where Colton lives. That might be a
true. South runs into Route 4 and shit.
Okay, so it has to be a little bit north. Well, oh, you know, yeah, on the right, you know, on the right where that real
Colton's
nice...
Colton's almost as far south on that road as you can get, basically.
Okay, you know, on the right where that real nice plat is. You can turn into on the right. On the left, there's also a big plat, but it's like just a big horse. It's like a big U. He is back there in the corner, and it's a beautiful house, I'm sure. Most people have already seen it or know that. It's a very nice place. Anyway, he's selling his house in Springboro, and he's moving to Germantown, which is a good thing, because now he's only a couple minutes from work. Kind of nice. I can go visit maybe at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not lunchtime, but after work. Definitely go visit at work.
You'd be stretching a little bit probably at lunchtime.
I go to lunchtime, hang out for 15 minutes. But after work, I can definitely go over there and hang out. He's really close. So I got to go over there and see the new house Saturday, watch Ohio State. Not do so hot in the first half.
You didn't start out great.
But that's usually kind of how they are. No?
Yeah, it has been since Ryan Day's been
there. I keep hearing the first half's eh. And yeah. The second half, they just started to...
Yeah, they blew them out.
They
them.
Literally did, yeah. So
it's the first game, so you kind of expect a little...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's against Akron, so they should... You know, they were favored by, 50, 48, 52?
Yeah, 46 or 48. Yeah, it was a big number.
So...
And then we ate some pizza, had... since Don's doesn't open till 4, which is a travesty on Saturdays, I'll just say that.
Really?
Yeah, whoever's listening that has Don's, come on, you can do better than that. We got a Ohio State football game at noon. You're going to open at 4 o'clock on a Saturday?
Probably can't get anyone to work.
You can't do that. It might be, but I want to remember that that's been their schedule for quite a long time. I was like, damn, why is it so late? So we went to the other place in town, which I think Don owns.
I think they own both.
What's it called?
It was Captain Nines. Is it something else now?
Yeah.
Something else now.
Son of a bitch. Parkside.
I don't know.
Parkside Pizza?
I haven't ordered pizza forever.
Oh, we got a chicken bacon ranch. Let me tell you something. Buffalo chicken bacon ranch. Good God, that pizza's good. It makes you want to fucking eat till you can't breathe.
It's not pizza.
I had to cut myself off. That's not pizza?
It's not pizza.
Buffalo chicken, bacon, and ranch and cheese on a pizza. You say it's not pizza?
It's pizza dough.
What is that to you?
I don't know.
Huge argument coming real soon. How is that not pizza? Have you ever had it? It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of different
It's pizza.
It's not.
You make a dough into a quarter inch tall thing, and then you put some toppings on it, instantly pizza. I don't care if it's fucking dead fish. I don't care if it's pineapple, which is does not belong on pizza.
Some kind of tomato sauce on it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If you haven't tried a buffalo chicken bacon and ranch pizza...
I've tried those so good. Type of specialty pizzas.
Theirs was great.
I would never choose that over pizza.
Theirs was great. Over what you consider pizza. Theirs is great, though. It's really good. Don's is good. I think that one might be better. Only because it's a little thicker. Don's is real thin, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had pizza and watched Ohio State. And Sunday we went swimming all day. And yesterday we went swimming all day, of course, because we have literally maybe 3 weeks left for the pool.
Yeah,
and then it's over. Yeah, not much left. So
don't most people close it on Memorial Day?
Yeah, I mean, her and her grandma and I talked about it, and she's like, normally we usually close it around this time. I was like, yeah, but it's going to be 86 Thursday. I'm not closing this fucking thing.
Right, yeah.
Hell no. So we went bought the shit to get through the next, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then all starts, you're going to get out of
when
it.
When it really starts cooling down in the 70s.
Yeah, once it's low 70s, when, that pool water
when you
gets
see
cold.
That 40 at night, 48, 49 yeah. at night, it's time.
Because
it was pretty cold this weekend, and even though it was nice out, it was cold in the evenings at night.
Yeah.
And that water comes out, of the, or the heat comes out of that water
real quick. That's the only part about going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning that's nice is like, I walk out of the house and I'm like, ooh, should I grab a hoodie
for the ride in,
basically?
I had the heat on this morning. I also almost destroyed someone's two dogs that were walking through Germantown.
Oh, really?
In the morning, I'm not quite awake, okay? So I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
Most people know this. So when I get up in the morning, I'm like, ugh, you know, it takes me time to get going. I haven't had any caffeine. I drink a little bit of water. I get ready for work in 12 minutes flat. Every morning. So I am not, I wake up at 5:15.
Yeah.
I leave the house at 5:30. Yeah. So I'm not awake. So I'm like cruise control through Germantown as I'm almost to Germantown. And man, last minute, these motherfuckers, this white dog and black dog, both had some kind of vest on. So they're some kind of dog. It looked like it. I caught them last minute, locked up the front wheels on the Impala.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And turned and went in between them.
Really?
Like, Jesus.
Holy shit.
Well, okay. So I was trying to save the pet's life, possibly, maybe. Okay. So I'm trying to not run off the road and tear up my car.
Right.
Possibly. But the true thing is, if I would have hit that dog, which I almost did, it would have fucked up the balance and front bumper of that car. I would have been pissed.
100%.
I was like, thank God. I mean,
what were they, like 50, 60-pound dogs or something?
They're a good size. Yeah, oh, hell yeah, much bigger than what we got.
So they had, like, reflective vests on?
I don't know. It looked like they had something, some kind of big collar.
But they weren't on a leash.
I saw them for 2 seconds, and my only thought was, like, once I zipped through them, my
heart
was racing.
Yeah, that'll wake you up in the
morning.
When
I got to work, I sat in the car for a couple minutes. I was like, God, I must have destroyed those dogs. That would have been terrible. And I wanted to go back that way home to see if they made it or not, because there was somebody a couple cars behind me, you know,
yeah.
Could have picked off the black one. I don't know. But I made it to work. And I was like, whew, my heart was beating, dude. It scared shit out of me.
Oh, yeah.
First thing in the morning, like you said, that'll wake your ass up.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well,
deer, I'd just be cruising 60 mile an hour cruise control, just listening to podcasts. And all of a sudden, I see something moving right side of the door.
Oh,
I'm instantly hammering the brakes like, I don't care about the deer's life. But this car has liability on me. And if I hit a deer with this car, it's going to look like shit and drive, or it's going to drive at all. I don't want to do that.
Listen, I was already a defensive driver just from riding motorcycles. But, man, you hit two deers in the span of like 2.5 months. Boy, you start really trying to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking vigilant. I forgot to tell you about this. I'm driving home, I don't know, a week ago maybe. And I think someone pulled out in front of me on a street. I forget where it was at.
He's in your truck?
Yeah. But then, I shit you not, 10 minutes later, I'm on 35. And, you know, we're 70 goes to 35.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so there's mm-hmm. that.
Huge junction.
And it's like a two-lane merger onto 35, yeah. And then some people just lackadaisically
they just keep
comes
going.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't pay attention.
So, like, that's the only... I never just ride in the left-hand lane if there's no one to pass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's I'm always to the right. But when you get to that spot, and it's only two lanes on 35 because it splits off to go onto 70 earlier, and I go through under 70 and all that shit, and we got the cars that merge on, now I'm in the left-hand lane because... You never know. I mean, if it's a semi, if it's a big truck, or if it's a little fucking car, like this fucking asshole last week, who fucking just, I mean, we were, it wasn't like I was in his blind spot. We were side by side, wheel to wheel.
He had to know you were there.
And he fucking,
he start coming over on
he
you?
He started coming over. I mean, I happened to see it out of the corner of my eye on the right-hand side and fucking... immediately looked to see if there was anyone in my left mirror and then fucking jerked the wheel over. I mean, I've never wanted to hurt somebody so bad. I don't think like, I just thought, God damn it. If the rules of the highway were NASCAR, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nobody,
I'm putting that motherfucker in the wall.
Right on the wall. Yep.
God damn it.
Nobody follows the highway. I mean, how many people you get on the highway and like merging behind people. They merge on the highway at 55-60. I'm like, you're going to get us run the fuck over.
Yeah.
We're just or like, go, motherfucker. They're in the fast lane going 65-70 and it's 70.
Right.
It's like, well, you're not going fast. Well, I'm going 72 miles. Yeah, okay, well, 72 is not fast.
You know,
72 is the speed limit.
I've heard this before.
Get it's over.
Like the left lane isn't the passing lane or the fast lane. That's for people who have money to pay for tickets. That's what the left-hand lane. If you don't have money to pay for tickets, stay the fuck out of the left-hand lane.
Knock on wood. You can hear me knock on this microphone. I haven't had a ticket in a very long time. I have zero points.
It's been a while.
No problems for quite a long time.
Actually, that time I left here and got pulled over.
Probably the last time you get pulled over?
The cop.
The one morning I got pulled over a couple months ago, I told him about on the show, and that was the last time. Yeah, but he let me remember. Go. He didn't want to do paperwork that morning. He was like, well, slow down.
So, He said I was going 50 and a 40, which I looked down right when I saw him, and there's fucking no way. But regardless, it was a sheriff, and so he flips around and knew he was going to pull me over, obviously, and pulls me over and takes my shit, says I was going 10 over. I was like, I don't think I was going that fast, but okay. And so gave him my shit. He goes back to his car. He comes back and goes, well, it's been over 10 years since you've had a ticket, so let's just keep this.
We'll keep this just between me down. And you. Yeah, it's
fucking like, funny. Let's keep it that way.
10 years.
Slow down.
I don't remember the last time I even got a ticket. I don't think it's been that long, but it's been quite a long time.
Yeah.
Because you realize when you get older that tickets cost money.
Yeah, and
well, like, the ticket's only $250. It's no big deal. Okay, also, yeah. Did you notice your insurance went up too?
Yeah, it's the insurance. Just
your points on your fucking license too.
Probably time off work.
Yeah, it can be.
The ticket itself.
You gotta go to court. Yeah,
it's like Jesus fucking
Christ.
Adds
up real fast, and they want you in court, and they want you to pay them court fees, and they want you to talk to the judge, and they want you to hire an attorney. The laws and that entire system is a.
A fucking.
I don't have to tell nobody.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
It's a racket.
Trying to get this microphone set where I feel like I can. It does sound good. I think it sounds better than that one.
Well,
I don't know why. Is it set differently? No, because I'm plugging the other one.
Yeah, okay. It's
the
same one. Same.
Yeah. We ever get a producer, he's going to hate me because I have no patience. All right. Anyway, this show is sponsored by Jaded Rain Printing Design, stickers, banners, vehicle wraps, political signs, you name it. They'll probably more than likely do it. Like their Facebook, check out some of their shit. They've been doing some cool stuff here lately. They have some badass designers.
Oh, there's another thing I meant to put in the docket and forgot.
What?
We can kind of talk about it a little bit here.
Sure.
The thing you said will never happen. Apparently, there's even more talks about Cincinnati getting a street race in Cincinnati.
So don't say things will happen, and I shouldn't say things that won't happen.
Well, you just said it will happen. It's really hard not to. Just because you're just an asshole. That's why you said it.
Well, that's, see.
That won't happen.
I don't understand why people classify me that way.
Because you're an asshole.
It hurts my feelings a little bit.
Oh, whatever.
People get aggravated with me, and I get aggravated.
They're also, it hurts my feelings. They're also talking about different cities, maybe Pittsburgh. They've had talks with a bunch of cities.
I don't see Cincinnati, but would be fucking cool.
Fuck yeah, would be cool.
Imagine if they did, like, 2 years from now, like, hey, by the way, we're doing a NASCAR race in Cincinnati.
Yeah, a street race.
I'd be like, dude, we gotta go somewhere. 100%
going.
We gotta find somewhere to sit and watch. Yeah,
the reason I thought about that because I was talking to Austin, who I was working with today, and because I'm going on this trip and this mm-hmm. weekend, yeah. Starting or we're leaving Sunday, I think.
Oh, is your trip this week?
Yeah.
To Texas?
Yeah.
Damn. So how long are you gonna be gone? Sunday till.
I haven't planned a whole lot of it, so I kind of paid attention.
I probably should do a guest next week.
What I was saying.
I'll be by myself.
I won't be here.
That's all right. Okay, so next week we will have a guest.
Hopefully.
I mean, we won't. We won't. Hopefully. No, we're going to do it. I'll get somebody on here. Because I can do it by myself. But there's no contrast doing it by yourself. It's much more, especially me. It's much more fun with somebody else to bounce back off of. Anyway, sorry. So you're leaving Sunday. Sorry.
Yeah. So I was thinking, like, I need to take more. I mean, I got, what, 4 weeks of vacation now
mm-hmm.
at work? So
yep.
That's solid.
Oh, you got the 4 weeks now? You're at the anniversary time?
Yeah, I did that last year.
It's great.
So I had it this year.
I've used a lot. I still have a lot. It's great. Yeah. When you see that, you're like, oh, hell yeah. I mean, wait. No, I've used almost 2 weeks and I still have more than 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
So I was like, one of the things I don't need, like, some things, like, we're going down to go watch Rocket League. Like, that would suck if I didn't have some buddies to go with and
sure hang out. Yeah, I agree. Okay. Yeah.
But there are some things that I think I would enjoy regardless of having anyone around, which is something like going to a race and getting pit passes.
Yeah.
And then just going through, looking at all shit, taking pictures,
that'd be fun.
Maybe getting autographs, whatever. And I feel like I could do, cause like NASCAR racing and football are like the two things that I could enjoy by myself. I don't need anyone to hang out with me and watch it for me to enjoy. I'll enjoy it regardless. And so I was trying to think of like things that I could do, trips that I could just go by myself. I don't have to worry about anyone else's, what they want to do or how much they're enjoying something or, you know, whatever. I can just go do what I want to do. So I was thinking maybe that could be one of the things, is go to a race, getting pit passes. Yeah. And then just, I mean, if someone wants to come along, fine. But like,
what's pit passes cost for NASCAR?
So I tried to look that up, and it seems like, cause I was going to look just to see for reference. Right. They're racing Atlanta next week.
Okay.
So, or this week. So I was going to look to see if there was pit passes that you could, and it seems like not every race has pit passes. Like, a lot of the pit passes are for certain sponsors.
Races. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Makes sense.
Not, you know, if you're a rider or something, like shit like that.
Right.
So, but there are some places that will sell a pit pass to the public. So I kind of got to figure out which races those are, if I want to go to those races, how much the pit passes are going to cost. And then I also found something that, like, you can basically sign up to become a sponsor. Like, you can sign up.
How much money do you have to give to do that?
It was like, for one I found, it was like $500. If you give them $500, you technically are a part of their sponsorship, and then you get the...
I mean, if there's some perks that come with it, that's not that bad.
Yeah, so I don't... But, like, I don't know if... that might be a fucking scam. All I did was Google it. You know what I mean?
Correct.
I have no idea. So
I can text my cousin Joe. He's been to a couple races.
Really?
In the pits.
Yeah. I mean, if you can find out.
Homestead 2 years ago when Logano won it.
Yeah.
He was standing right beside fucking Winner's Circle.
Yeah. See, that would be
sweet. I don't know how he got down there.
Like,
I don't know how much money it cost.
Be in the pits and watch them do a pit stop.
Oh, yeah.
Like 20 feet away from you. That would be dope.
Pictures of them walking around the garage.
Right.
I'm like, why the fuck did you get back there? Now, if I had to guess, I'm saying there's a lot of financial behind that. That'd be my guess.
I'm sure it's a few $100.
But, you know, even if it's 500, if you pay for your ticket and then you spend 500 and get to walk around the pits for an hour and a half, 2 hours before the race.
No, it's during the race.
I would do that. Or during the race?
Yeah, what the whole thing is supposed to be.
I'd pay it.
Oh, 100%.
For like a one-time thing. Atlanta, you know, it's one-time thing, but it would be fun.
Well, like if I'm going by myself, you know what I mean? I don't want to just have to sit in the stands. You know,
you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can come and go whenever you want. You don't have to make nobody. You don't have to, like, not only are you keeping yourself occupied, but you have to keep somebody else occupied.
Right.
And if you take somebody else, it's just a friend, and they don't end up not in a NASCAR. You're trying to stop and walk around and look at everything, and they're like, What are we looking at? That car looks like this car, looks like that car, looks like this car.
Right. But also, yeah. I mean, just if I, you know, they want to go do something.
You're in no tassels. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Whatever. It's just easier when you're
by yourself.
I mean, it might not be as fun for some anyway, but like, yeah, I
understand
just,
logic.
I just understand, like, I'm just trying to figure out things. Or maybe I go to, like, I don't know, fucking Coda, and then that way I can go to, because Coda is outside of Austin, and then that way I can go to like Kill Tony.
Oh yeah,
thing wrap too. It up like and like line up some things that I can do.
Take a 3-4 day vacation, do 3-4 different big things,
right?
Such as NASCAR race,
right?
Kill Tony. You could go to the mothership. I'm gonna check out the mothership. He always has shit going on, I assume, doesn't he?
Well, that's where Kill Tony's at.
Okay, that's where it's at. Okay, yeah. So I mean, you can go. It'd be nice. There's a lot of things to do in Texas, especially things that you listen to or you're into. There's a lot of things that go down there in Texas.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Matt Carricker Demolition Ranch.
What's next week? Remind us, it's the finals of the Rocket League, right?
It's
all you're going.
Yeah, it's the championship.
So that's going on. Then you got the Kill Tony situation. Yeah,
I think the prize pool for that's like $1.6 million or something like that.
To play video games. These kids are, some of them are so young they can't even have a fucking bank account yet.
Well, yeah, I guess
I
so.
Mean, technically they can, but their parents have to be custodian on them when they're 15 years old. And they're winning hundreds of thousands of dollars playing video games.
Well, they're making 8, 9, 10 grand a month, you know, God just damn. To play. So,
and what are we doing with our lives?
Okay, you act like it. You act. That's the funny part is people act like it's easy.
Oh,
like
no. I don't take it wrong. It's not easy. I'm just saying we should be trying to game instead of,
no,
instead
we're, of doing this shit. We are 20 years past too that. Far I'm going to tell you right now.
So you're telling me, like, if someone was super... This is a great question. Someone is, for the best of the people that don't play video games, which is plenty of people that listen to the show. Say today, I want to be a streamer, I want to be a gamer, and I want to be one of the best on the planet.
You have no chance.
If I, like, dedicated my... Like, if, I mean, okay, I have to quit my... Say you don't quit your job in the beginning, okay? So you just try to do it, okay?
You could be a streamer.
4 hours a night... Plus 8 hours on Saturday and Sunday. You really dedicate your time to be as good as possible at Rocket League and at trying to stream to make money. So you don't think that someone, even 25 years old,
no,
or 30 years old,
nope,
could craft themselves to be one of the best.
Nope.
It's literally not. Now, what makes it not possible?
Because,
like, how can you?
The reflexes and the twitch.
The young kids are just faster.
They're just faster. They're just physically faster.
You are literally nicely telling me that I'm becoming old.
Yeah, you're too old. 100%.
Like, you're too old to play video games. Well, that makes no sense. Well, actually, if you watch these kids' reaction times versus yours, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
They're so much faster than you.
Yeah, there's no way.
These 15-year-old kids. I mean, I guess when I was that age, I was really good at video games too. Maybe that's the difference. Yeah, I'm not as good now.
No.
These kids have to be borderline, don't take this the wrong way, anybody listening, or you, borderline autistic to be this good it's like...
That's probably not a bad trait to have.
Connor Stallions of fucking video games, yeah, okay? Exactly. They're super dedicated.
That's their obsessed.
Life. That's how they get that good, and that's also how they make a shit ton of money, because they live in... None of us...
The funny part is, once you play a game that much, and once it does become a job, half of them kind of hate it.
I'm sure.
So part of it. Yeah.
But I mean, none of us, when we were younger, I don't think any of us from the ages of, you know, 13, 14, 15, on to 20, were obsessed with anything like that. Every day.
You could be, but it might not have been as accessible.
Like, even the best athletes I knew back in the day, they didn't do football every day of their life.
No, you can't. You couldn't.
Right, you can't.
It's not possible.
But you can game.
But when it's in your bedroom
every day.
All you have to do is press a button to get on,
it's wild.
You can.
It's wild to think about that. It's wild to be like, you know what? I'm going to be one of the best Rocket League players in the world. And they're going to say, how old are you? 38. No, you're not.
Yeah,
it's not possible.
The French kid that came in last season that everyone was talking about, like, once this kid's allowed to play, because there was an age limit, right? It was 15, now it's 13. You could play professionally.
That's interesting. That's pretty low. 13's pretty young.
Yeah, 13 is young.
But there's 13-year-olds that are that good.
That's why everyone knew once.
That's crazy.
That's why actually this kid got signed to an organization before he was allowed to play in the league. Because everyone knew how good he was. Because when you're playing in public lobbies, you're playing.
Well, they see it.
Yeah,
everybody can see how good you are.
Well, that kid comes in. This guy's again.
Guy's a nut job. Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, they
he's
knew. So they knew before he was signed that he was going to be incredible. Great. And by the way,
that's crazy.
What did he do? He fucking went and dominated and won. Last season, they won like everything last season. It was crazy.
That's wild.
And just you watch him play, and if you know what you're looking at, you're like, how the fuck?
How does he do that?
How did he? Like,
yeah.
He's not only good in the way that he controls his car, but he also does things that you're like, why did he even think that was something like that was possible?
He anticipates.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It would be fun to learn how. I've only done this a couple times. Learn how to play a game, get moderately good at it, and then watch someone do it. That's a professional, and you're like, holy shit. Like, I thought I was good.
Yeah.
And I just watched this dude on Madden, and I'm like, I mean, I guess I've watched on YouTube before. I've watched, like, Zelda walkthroughs and shit.
Yeah.
The one
it's like you didn't even know you could be this good at a video game.
Dude beat Super Mario 3 in like 12 minutes. I'm like, that's not possible.
Yeah.
I clicked on it. Oh, it's possible.
Yeah.
You got to watch the video, but it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even know that fucking that secret was even there. Is that a glitch in the game? Is it supposed to be there? You go from level 3 to level 8 and fight Bowser in 7 minutes?
Yeah.
But you can do it. And I've watched that video so many times, and guess what?
Yeah, there's like different techniques for different things.
You can't mimic that.
Yeah, there's things that you can do in Rocket League that I physically
can't do.
Cannot do.
That you can't figure out how to do it on a controller.
Yeah, just like my fingers don't work that well.
Which is crazy to think about. Nuts. That's crazy.
So when you know it's possible and you know how hard it is to do the thing that they do,
respect it a lot
it's
more.
It's like
I would not only respect why, it, but I'd be like,
that's why you end up watching, because you're like, holy
yeah,
because
you're in
how
awe.
The fuck?
Yeah. Like, this is amazing.
And by
watch
the way,
this
there's
kid.
Three other people on the other team that
they're
can do the same
good.
Shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, Jesus Christ. So then it's like, so all these little intricacies.
So when you go to the finals, it's in a stadium? Is it inside a stadium?
Arena.
Arena, yeah. Okay.
Like 14,000.
14,000 people is going to be there watching this?
That's the arena size. I mean, that's...
Jumbotron? Do they put on like a
screen?
Yeah,
there's... So they sit in the middle,
that is
across from each other.
So badass. It really is cool.
One computer, each person, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
They got their coaches standing behind them. The commentators are off to the side. They have their own monitors.
Mm.
They watch, commentate. That's being live streamed to Twitch and to YouTube.
And you can sit and watch it on the screens in the arena,
and
obviously.
So then when you go there... I mean, part of it is like, part of going is being a participant in the crowd and like chanting.
That was my next question. Does the crowd like chant for their team?
So
right?
There'll be different chants that happen. And
that's wild.
And then you'll hear reactions to the goals or saves or passes
or
whatever.
Can you hear the announcers in the arena?
Yes. So you hear the announcer the whole way through. They got, you know, the players have headsets on and usually have like canceling. So they can try to muffle the sound as much as possible,
so
but like you can't
checked in.
Yeah. So, and then they have like a Jumbotron up top that faces each way.
That's
and
wild.
You can basically, I mean, you go there in person to basically watch a TV.
Yeah, because you can't see what they're doing.
Well, they're not. What are you gonna do? Watch their monitor?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you can't see it from arena, right?
Yeah. So I mean, but like part of it's like you're there with a bunch of people who. Like the same thing.
Yeah, you're
thing
supporting
you do.
Them. You're supporting the team.
Yeah.
Which is
crazy. Like the game that you do too.
It's wild that gaming is that big. A lot of people don't understand. I never said for years how big gaming actually was till you
it's literally
hear
like,
about these events. You're like, holy shit.
It's
they
literally
do that?
Like going. I mean, you joke about this, but you watch. Why do you watch football if you can just. You go outside and play football. Why do you watch basketball? There's a hoop outside. You go down the street and play at a court. Well, it's because they can do shit that you can't do. Because
they're so much better. Right.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. Overall.
It's like, and I hate being like, well, yeah, the prize pool is 1.6 million, whatever.
That's
it's
a lot of money.
Somewhere around there. But like, that seems to be the only thing that you can say that kind of gets through to people.
Sure.
Is like, oh, wait, hold on.
Oh,
second.
They play
it's
video
that
games?
Much money?
Yeah. Okay. Video. Okay.
Holy shit.
He's a 15-year-old video game kid that plays video. So what? It's like, yeah. So what? He won 200,000 last year.
Yeah.
What, doing what?
I wonder what the.
Playing video games.
Give me a second. I can look up the all-time.
Go ahead and look it up. I'll give you a minute. I'll burn some time here. We just swam all weekend, basically, all day Sunday and Monday. The water was nice. The wind wasn't so nice yesterday. A little chilly. And then supposed to warm up. I'm going to try to go over there the next couple days at least. But got to start getting up for the weekend. The Bengals game is Sunday. Football is back this week. We'll cover that shit in sports, I'm sure. But a lot going on. Sports-wise, we were kind of dead there for weeks, and now it's all coming back together. Minus the fact that Ja'Marr Chase has not signed a contract yet. Will he play? Will he not play?
That is tough.
Did Zach buy a Ja'Marr Chase jersey 2 weeks ago only for it to not be worn Sunday because he's not playing? That would be devastating. I'll be aggravated. Hopefully he gets out there and does it.
I'm trying to find the
we'll see what happens.
All-time...
Winningest kid or something?
Yeah, winningest player.
Oh, next week, I'm going to have to use a guest because he's not going to be here. If you're interested in coming on the show next week, let me know. I've got a couple people in mind. But, you know, having somebody fresh, somebody new would be different. But I don't want nobody new that we both are interested in interviewing and talking to because you won't be here. So maybe I'll just jump on somebody that's already been on here before.
I mean,
might be easier.
Do whatever.
I'll figure it out. I'll think about it. I got to figure out what they want to do it to next
week. I don't know where. Prize money.
Receiver review. Did you watch receiver? Don't you tell me on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get to it in just a minute. I'm just looking at what we got here in front of my face.
These are teams. Yeah, so the highest, the player that's made the most money from Rocket League, these get updated after every, you know,
match or whatever.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's up to almost $800,000. 798,382.
This lifetime earnings?
Yes.
Okay.
He's played for like 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. Jay Knapps is another one. He's from Canada, 579,000. And then the next, I mean, the next 10 are like over 500,000.
They're easily, the toppers are easily doing 250 a year. And that's not counting their sponsorship, right? Don't they have like sponsors and stuff?
This, I don't know. This just says earnings, so I don't know if
so it could count for sponsors too.
Well, it could count for their orgs playing them, or their orgs paying them. But that's not public information unless they make it public.
Okay, right.
So this might just be how much they've won in tournaments. Now, some of these, that's why this could be a little wrong, because some players, when you do your deal, you don't necessarily get all of the prize money when you play in something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it might be some players might negotiate a 20% cut to them, 80% to the org. Some players might be able to get more. You know what I mean? Right. So it just depends on
a lot of variations there, but it does kind of simplify that you could make easily $200,000 a year playing video games if you're a 15-year-old with really good reflexes.
Like I said, not easily. But
I mean, what's the oldest, you know, of the better champs around? I mean, you're 36.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you're 35. A champion, but you're 35. But like, is there anybody?
I don't even know. I'd have to.
Let me help you. What year were you born?
89.
89. You're 35. So,
fuck, I was hoping I was 34. 86. I really don't know.
But like, is there anyone over 18 to 20, 22 that play that good? Or are they all younger kids? Is there anybody get on there like 25-year-old kid that's, you know, that's a kid, but, you know, a normal, a little 25? More.
25?
Probably pushing it. So it's all younger people.
It's, I would say it's typically about 20 and under.
That's wild.
Is where you.
It's crazy.
Once you get to
name something
22-ish, you're a fucking old man.
Kids between 13 and 20 can make $200,000 a year.
Anything. Oh, yeah.
It's not real.
No.
I mean, it's not possible. Really, it's not.
No, you'd have to be pretty fucking.
You can't be on the OnlyFans gifted when you're 17. It don't work that way. You know what I'm saying?
True, yeah.
Like any other way you look around, you're like, wait a minute. Nope. You're going to play video games to make that much money.
That's about your
if you're
shot.
Really good at it, but yeah, that's the only thing you're gonna do.
And not only that, you have to typically play, you know, fucking 40 to 80 hours a week to do it. I mean, you're talking like
sounds like legit, a lot, but like, you know, I weld 40 to 50 hours a week, so it's not that big deal.
Well,
I understand.
You do a bunch of shit though. You're not just welding. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
When they're
they're tuned in all day long.
They have to
lock the fuck in. Yeah, they can't be. You can't go talk to
anybody. Once you get to a certain point, you can't.
Yeah.
You could coast a little bit.
Yeah, but you not really.
But you can't. But if you do that too much for too long, you're going to get passed by.
That would fry my brain.
In most games. Because, like, a lot of games have, like, what's called a. Or some games have what's called, like, a skill ceiling. Like, you can only get so good.
Mm-hmm.
But with this game, it seems like
there is not one.
There isn't one.
They're just better and better, like, better, better, better.
Yeah, it just seems like this game has been out 7-8 years and people are like, it's so funny. It's so funny. If you go back, watch the very first, it's called RLCS, the very first tournament.
Oh, compared to now?
Big tournament compared it's to now?
Probably night and day.
I'm telling you right now, me and my two buddies who are champs
could have done good first tournament.
We would have crushed in the first tournament. But that was 8 years ago. But
now they're so good.
They're so fucking good. They've had time to polish. Yeah.
I need to. I'd like to. I actually would like, since I have a little bit of a feel of the game. I mean, I've literally just drove the car around. Okay, I don't know nothing else, but I would like to watch the little bit of the finals just to see how good those kids are. It's incredible.
It's so funny because like I'll get a nice shot and clip it with the software I have on my computer and shit, and then every once in a while I'll show it to a couple of the guys who have played Rocket League at work,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Holy shit, dude, that's fucking crazy!"
That was badass.
And I'm like, man, if only, like, and then I'll show him like one from like last season, like a pro where he it's
fucking nuts.
Does a bunch of shit.
It's crazy. Like how does he even do like, that?
Didn't know that was possible, actually. It's fucking nuts.
Imagine the time and effort put in that game just to make it. Like you have to make a game where it's not possible to master it. That's really hard.
And
then you add two or three other people per team, so you add on to that to work together.
Well, that's kind of why the skill ceiling
is so high because
once each individual player can get as good as they can, then you can figure out different ways to help
team.
Yeah, to team work together. Like different things. Yeah, it's fun. Right. It's just
receiver. You watch receiver.
Receiver.
How was receiver?
So.
We're almost 40 in. Let's do receiver. Damn.
I got.
That's all right. We're talking gaming. Yeah, you have a big trip next week. We're good.
I got bored basically Monday night because I forgot Raw was on actually and forgot it was Monday. I just thought it was Sunday.
Damn, it was on yesterday.
It was on yesterday. I forgot.
Damn, I didn't watch it either.
I turned off my alarm for it and fucking forgot about it because that's why I have the alarm. I need to set the alarm again. But I watched the first three or four episodes all in a row, like just straight binge watched them. It's good. I'd say it's as good as Quarterback, maybe a little bit.
So they just highlight receivers.
Yeah. So they follow around.
Who's the people?
This is the part that sucks for me. It's Davante Adams.
Okay.
It's Justin Jefferson.
Okay. Fair.
It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
You're not supposed to like these people.
I'm okay. Like, motherfucker, dude.
I'm going to like this guy, but fuck the Lions.
And then.
Fuck the Vikings. Yeah.
And it's George Kittle and Debo Samuel.
No, well, doesn't get any better. Yeah, that's even worse.
It's like all teams that I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, the Raiders are the only ones that indifferent about, but Devontae left us.
Right. Yeah.
So,
but I've heard it is a good series. The quarterback series is pretty good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed watching that. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was
so
really good.
I do need to catch up on that. I need to watch the Connor Stallions thing. I need to make a list of things.
Oh yeah, the Connor Stallions.
I still haven't done it, even though I've read and heard all about it. I still haven't said I don't watch those.
That one's a good one too.
I've heard it's insane.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Receivers on Netflix and you have Netflix, I wouldn't say buy Netflix just to watch it.
But you should watch it.
But if you have it, watch it. They're like hour long episodes.
Also watch the sign stealing documentary called what's it called? Oh, it's a 30 for not a 30 for 30. What is it called?
No, it's Untold.
Untold Story. That's right. Untold.
And sign stealing, I think, is what
she's definitely watched that because that guy's a nut job and he is obsessed with football.
Obsessed. It's crazy.
Crazy the shit I heard about that. Nuts.
Yeah. So no, but it's good. Fucking you see, actually the nice part for me was Devontae struggling and. In Las Vegas, coming over the bench and going, I need to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to get killed.
Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
He's just going to get killed? He said that?
Yeah.
Because the ball's floating over his head. He's going to get wore out from somebody.
It was right after. I mean, this is the way they presented it. That's wild. It was right after he.
Something happened. He got set up in the middle of the field.
He got thrown the ball. He got fucking de-cleated in the middle of the field. Yeah. Ball popped up. Right. Got interception. So the way they presented it was right after that play.
Who the Raiders have at the quarterback this now? Gardner?
Gardner Minshew. Yeah.
Is he starting over
Aiden?
Yeah,
he's starter.
That'd be fun to watch. Yeah.
So that was because last year it was Jimmy Garoppolo, then Aiden.
Yeah, they've been moving around a lot.
So
Tommy kind of keeps the field in. He's a Raiders fan. I don't follow the Raiders much, but let's go straight into the news. This first story is wild. Did you look into this at all?
No.
Okay, here we go. Ready for this? According to CNN.com, our trusted news network that we love to follow, Wells Fargo employee found dead at her desk 4 days after she clocked into work.
Damn. She don't have any coworkers?
How does this happen?
I mean, there's people I don't like at work, but I'm pretty sure I'd notice if they were dead.
I would also tell somebody.
Right. Yeah.
A Wells Fargo employee at a corporate office in Arizona clocked into what would be her last ever shift on a Friday morning. Her body was found 4 days later at her cubicle at her desk, where she died sometime during the weekend.
Friday.
I thought Friday. Unless you work Saturdays, then maybe they just thought she was in there taking a nap on Saturday. I have to make fun of it, but seriously, how the fuck does this happen?
I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. She clocked in on Friday, never clocked out. That means she died on fucking Friday.
These office people don't know what supervision is.
That would be...
They don't understand it. They don't get it. Denise Prudholm, 60. Rest in peace to her. I'm not trying to make fun of her. This is a crazy story. Worked at a Wells Fargo location in Tempe, Arizona, and had scanned into the building at 7 a.m. on August 16th. There were no further scans from her either in or out of the building, police department said in a statement. On August 20th, security on site reported finding an employee possibly dead in a cubicle on the building's third floor. It gets worse, because the first thing I thought was, wouldn't you start decaying? When you start,
I mean, after 3 days, you're probably stiff, but I don't know about decaying.
Oh, just wait.
Okay.
Prudholm was pronounced dead at 4:55, according to Tempe. This was on the 20th, so Saturday, Sunday. This would be on a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Oh, on a Monday. 4 days later,
yeah,
Monday.
I assume it'd be Monday.
In a statement to CNN, Wells Fargo spokesperson Ruben Peludo said, "We are deeply saddened by the loss of our colleague, Dennis Prudholm. Our thoughts are with her family and loved ones, and we are in contact to ensure they are well supported during this difficult time." Wells Fargo is reviewing its internal procedures regarding their employees' safety and wellness following Prudholm's death. Adding counselors were made available to affected employees. I guess it kind of affect me. Be kind of weird.
I've
been friends with them, and they like just were in their cubicle.
Sounds
for
like
four
she didn't have
days.
Friends. I don't know what to say.
Wells Fargo employees shared their concerns anonymously with CNN. With some saying, while most of the office's employees work remotely, Prudholm should have been discovered sooner because the building has round-the-clock security. Some employees reported a foul smell, but assumed it was from faulty plumbing in the building.
I mean, you wouldn't assume somebody's dead, so
no,
I get that.
No, right. Prudholm was sitting in an underpopulated area of the building when she was found. Addressing some employees' concerns, they were not notified about Prudholm's death sooner. Wells Fargo clarified Prudholm's family had to be notified first, of course. Her cause of death was still pending Friday, according to a medical examiner in Maricopa County. So she started stinking. You start smelling it after 4 days?
I guess so.
I didn't know that. I didn't know how long that takes to happen.
No, I had no idea.
I read a story when Joey Jordison, the original drummer of Slipknot, was found dead by his girlfriend. She opened the door to their apartment after 3 days of not hearing from him.
Mm-hmm.
His apartment.
Sure.
And she said she smelled something.
Yeah, just immediately.
Instantly, and thought, she didn't even go in. She called cops. Like, yeah, she's I'm not going
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either.
I don't
yeah.
know. Maybe I would.
It would be tough. Like, think of somebody, you don't have to be like a loved one, but think of somebody that you know, and you haven't heard from them for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you go to their house, and you open the door, and you smell like a, I will say this disclaimer. I don't really know what a rotting human smells like.
True.
Now, if it's the same as roadkill, we've all smelled that dead deer on the side of the road.
It's the same as a,
it's fucking bad.
As a rendering facility.
Probably close to it.
Probably close to
it. It's bad. So like, you know what it is.
Yeah.
So when you open the door and then you smell that smell in their apartment,
you're hoping it's cat.
Would you go in there? Would you not?
I might.
Hopefully they don't have a cat.
I guess it depends on how strong it is.
Remember, we've talked about on the show before. Hoping they don't have a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
remember the cat? Hopefully
it was the cat that died.
If the cat... Okay, so if you die in your apartment and the cat is starved of food,
the cat can
take your head off in a day if you're dead. It will eat your head.
I don't know. They'll just start eating you. I don't know if there's a specific... Like,
dogs will not do that till last resort.
Yeah, they'll...
Cats don't give a fuck. We all know cats don't give a fuck. I have a cat. That cat don't give two shits about what's
most,
going on.
Most cats are pissed off at you when there's only a little bit of food in the bowl.
Yeah, I come home and try to pet the cat, and she just bites me. She's mean as fuck. We saved her out of a sewer because I wanted a cat, and now we're stuck with her.
By the way,
shout out to anybody that can groom cats. Do you know anybody that grooms cats? Brush them... Shave them, bath them. You're probably gonna have to drug this one because she's fucking crazy. But if you know somebody, or if you do it, please let me know. Send us an email, give me a text message. You know how to get a hold of me or Landon. let me know. Because I need, our cat needs like shaved down, brushed really good. She's got some mats that needs to come out. I'm supposed to buy a brush this week to start on it, but she needs like professionally gone through. Yeah. I guess you have to clip cat's claws. Is that a thing? Her grandma said you have to do that. We've never clipped hers. So God knows.
I think naturally they're supposed to wear down.
They needed them, didn't they?
But that's probably for outside cats too.
If you know anything about cats, please reach out to me because I hate our cat. And if I don't get it taken care of soon, I'll tell you right now, I will let it go out the front door and it will hang out with the coyotes. I'm tired dealing with it. I'm telling you right now. She's fucking mean. Anyway, so that 4 days. She dies. 4 days later, they find her in her cubicle. Pretty wild considering you have security. Other people should be working around you. Someone should know that you're in the building.
Yeah.
Security, your supervisor, your team leader, does no one knows that you're there? That's wild.
Or why did she forget to clock out? Maybe I should give her a call and ask her if she forgot to clock out. I noticed that
these reports didn't get done, and it's been 4 fucking days. Is she still here? Is she still here? Let's go check on her.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
It is a wild story. I saw that. I'm like, damn, we definitely got to talk about that. Rest in peace to her, though. I hate to say that. It's terrible. It's an awful thing that happened. Joey Chestnut. He's back doing his own thing. I don't
American
know.
American hero.
Who is he competing for now? Let's look at NPR.org. Glizzy guzzling champion Joey Chestnut has done it again. These numbers are fucking crazy. The world's number one ranked eater defeated not only his arch rival, but his own world record when he downed a whopping 83 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes Monday.
This shit's wild.
That it really is. If you think about it, this guy is eating 8 hot dogs a minute.
Just go to the store.
1 minute. I'll challenge anyone on this show. Anyone that listens to this show.
That's not going to happen.
$100 bill if you can put 8 of them down in 1 hour.
Eight?
Full length buns in all?
I can do that. I can do that.
You think so?
Yeah, I can do that.
I can't wait till video gets in. I can't wait till we get video. Because we're going to do it. Like this has got to happen. We're going to do it. We're also going to do the cold plunge. My buddy Griffin, mm-hmm. he's set up. He said, you get your video coming, man. Bring the tripod over. You guys can try the cold plunge out. I'm like, fuck. Hey, some people know me as a big softy, but they're really going to find out when I get in 38-degree water. Woo! Yeah, that would be a fun episode too.
You ever swam in like 65-degree water?
The coldest I've ever been in was in the 60s, but I didn't swim. I jumped in the pool as a jackass stunt when I was probably 15 years old, and it was dead winter time. It was probably colder than 60, but I was in there for 5 seconds and jumped right back out.
Yeah,
I didn't stay in long.
My buddy Zach had an apartment with a pool, and just one day we were like,
it's cold as fuck.
Yeah, it was like, let's get in the pool. I'm like,
hey,
that's pretty fun cold. Like, 60? It's gonna be cold
in water.
Yeah, I think it was like 65 really or something
cold.
Like that.
Really cold.
His I think fiance at the time was like, you guys are fucking nuts. We all, the three or four of us got in. I mean, we were in there for no bullshit, like an hour.
I don't know what the number is, but I'm sure the number, the hypothermia can set in at a very low temperature.
Yeah, I think it's got to be colder than that. Maybe not, though. I mean, we were constantly moving because you had, like, you got to keep your heat up, like, moving around. You just sit
even,
in there.
Even mildly cool homes with temperature from 60 to 65 degrees can lead to hypothermia in older adults.
Oh, that's bad circulation. That's all that is.
Okay, well, say what you want there. Anyway, Joey Chestnut, back to him. The world's number one ranked eater defended 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Okay. Chestnut met headlines earlier this summer when he was banned from Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest for signing an endorsement deal with Impossible Foods, a company that makes plant-based meat alternatives.
Terrible meat.
Soy
Don't
protein.
Eat that shit.
Have you ever
that
had?
Shit's bad.
Yeah, it's probably not. Yeah, it's probably not good. Have you ever had soy or any type of vegan hot dogs?
No, not hot dogs for sure.
It was
dogs.
A stunning turn of events for Chestnut, who has become synonymous with the Coney Island contest. He's won it 16 times since 2007. The first year he defeated then reigning champion Takura Kobayashi. Sure. Chestnut vowed fans would see him again. Didn't wait too long to deliver. He held a competing July 4th hot dog contest at the Fort Bliss Army Base in Texas, downing 57 hot dogs in 5 minutes. Holy shit.
It's wild.
That's even better.
That's he's
to be a team of four soldiers who managed only 49. But the real drama unfolded on Monday when Chestnut and Kobayashi faced off for the first time in 15 years in a live stream Netflix event called... Damn, this was on live stream on Netflix. I fucking missed it. My brother was like, damn, when was that? He's a huge Chestnut fan. Called Chestnut versus Kobayashi Unfinished Beef. The Wiener Takes All competition. Jeez. Announced just days after Chestnut's Coney Island suspension in June, brought together the biggest rivals in the hot dog eating universe. Kobayashi's 46. He rose to fame in Japan as eating, but he didn't realize that the Americans are bigger, stronger, faster, taller.
Basically. All I'm going to say is fuck you, Nathans, because we all know who the real fucking champion is. And if you don't invite the best eaters to your contest,
cancel it.
Then don't do it because it's not. No one's going to care.
We're having a best.
Everyone knows that competition is Fugazi.
We're having a best quarterback of in the world competition. Okay.
Yeah.
But we're not inviting the top three quarterbacks. No, in NFL.
The only quarterbacks that are allowed to attend are UFL and XFL quarterbacks.
And Dak,
okay.
And Dak, Prescott. Give a fuck. And Dak Prescott can come too. And that's it. Let's show how good this guy is without a team that sucks. Free agent. Yeah, he might be. There's a lot of talk about Shadir Sanders coming to Cowboys, and I hope to God it's not fucking real.
I don't know about all that.
Jesus. Tens of thousands of hot dogs later, Kobayashi, whatever his name is, 46, announced his retirement earlier this year, but it confirmed over the summer that he would only retreat after defeating Chestnut one more time. He lost.
Yeah, he did.
Chestnut got 83 in 10 minutes. His own world record is 76 in 10 minutes. He set in 2021. Kobayashi finished with 66, beating his record of 64. So dude got 66.
Impressive.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
You're 17 short, homie. Terrible.
That might have won you something
Chestnut
10 years ago.
Absolute dog. It's crazy. Kobayashi finally said he is retiring. He said he put everything on the line for this. I don't know how that works. He just didn't eat enough. I mean, he's got to eat more. Seems very simple. I don't know how he does it. Look at old Chestnut with a WWE belt. See that?
He's a champ.
It's wild. He is the champ.
That's not a belt. That's championship.
That's championship right there. He's the guy. Don't try to out-eat that guy. No, I would like to sit him down. He came to my buddy Griffin's sister's restaurant in Verona called the Bank House Cafe. Mm. It's a great place to eat, by the way. I've plugged it here before. I'll do it again. It's wonderful. He was there and did their big burger challenge.
I was going to say they had some type of challenge.
And I was like, man, how the fuck did they get him there? I would love to have him on the show. And I just want to sit him down and be like, all right, explain to me how this works. We have 83 hot dogs on this table and your stomach is the size of... Not even size of 5 gallon bucket.
Stretched his.
It's and then like after the competition, do you go throw up? Your body cannot.
Probably a lot of them do. I would assume so.
He can't digest 83 fucking hot dogs.
Well, it's gonna take a minute, but
his intestines would explode. It just doesn't. Science don't add up.
It wouldn't. Your stomach would stay full. I would assume.
Oh my god, you wouldn't have to eat for. It seems like days. It seems that way.
Yeah. Anyway, but like a lot of these
congratulations to
professional
Chestnut.
Eaters will have their own like YouTube channels and shit.
And they explain how it happens? So then maybe I should look into that.
I mean, I've seen a couple of people talk about
it. I just want some answers.
Some people just have naturally larger stomachs, you know what I mean? And fast metabolisms too.
That large? Oh, he got a hell of a metabolism, guys. Skinny.
Like, there's a bunch of them like on YouTube have their own channels. They just go around finding challenges because that's a fairly popular thing now.
Yeah, and make money doing it, right? They have competitions where you get paid.
Yeah, but they're
I'm
not,
sure he's making money.
They don't give a fuck about that. They're making money off the YouTube revenue.
Right, you know what I mean? The clicks. Okay, fair.
Most of the time, it's just a free. You get the meal for free, right? And like a fucking T-shirt or something.
This was a wild story you put in here. I didn't even see this.
Yeah.
According to WCHSTV.com, it's an affiliate of Fox News. Kroger executive, admits company gouged prices higher than inflation levels.
Yikes.
Was Kamala correct? Was Joe Biden correct when they said that they were gouging?
If they said they were gouging.
Because they were correct if they are gouging. Correct?
Yeah. So apparently they've been...
This is in Cincinnati.
Kroger's, that's where Kroger was started, is in Cincinnati.
Okay, they're based in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're based in Cincinnati.
A Kroger executive admitted to gouging that's prices.
Where, by the way, they're Kroger is also on the West Coast, I think, maybe.
They're somewhere
Fred
else.
Fred Meyer.
They are somewhere else.
Well, they have like different names. So if you look up, they're, yeah, so it's like.
Same idea, but different name.
Yeah, it's the same store. It's just a different name, different places, that type of shit.
What's going on here? No, I don't want to watch
that. Not the okay. pop-up ads.
Yeah, right. A Kroger executive admitted to gouging prices on select items above inflation levels during an antitrust trial. According to Newsweek, Andy Groff, the Kroger's senior director for pricing, I bet he makes a lot of money, said the company had raised the cost of milk and eggs beyond the levels of inflation while testifying to a Federal Trade Commission attorney on Tuesday.
So they're upping their profit margin.
Ouch. This is not at all surprising, founder of Illinois-based Powers Financial Group, Drew Powers, told Newsweek. Companies across multiple industries have been posting record profits since the COVID-19 crisis, while consumers have faced the highest inflation in recent history. The math can only point to companies raising prices above the general level of inflation. As the old saying goes, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
It came after a court hearing for Kroger's FTC lawsuit, following the company's announcement that it would be acquiring Albertsons, a top competitor. An internal email from Groff shows that the price of milk and eggs routinely exceeded what inflation would require for the chain to turn a profit, according to Newsweek, which reported that the executive said Kroger intends to pass through our inflation to customers. On milk and eggs, retail inflation has been significantly higher than cost inflation, Groff wrote in the internal email to other Kroger executives.
So that the email is what's got them in trouble.
When speaking to Bloomberg, a Kroger spokesperson said that Groff's comment was cherry-picked and does not reflect Kroger's decade-long business model to lower prices for customers by reducing its margins. But I don't believe... There's a lot here. Okay, so every time we talk about how prices are higher, we don't do politics, but we're going to have to go politics to do this. Sorry.
Okay.
So Republicans will say what? Well, inflation. It's all Biden's fault. They inflated the economy by blowing money in the economy. It's all Biden's fault. Okay.
Right.
Then the Democrats will say, well, price gouging.
Right.
All right. And then the Republicans will say, well, that's not possible because the margin, what I've understood, the margins for grocery is like 4%. Not a lot.
Okay.
It's very low margin. Matter of fact, it's almost impossible to make money off that unless you're selling, you know, 10,000 items a day.
Right.
Which is probably, that's one store.
Right.
Times,
yeah.
So they're selling millions of items a day.
Go to a Walmart or a Kroger
at 4%,
and see how
they're making
many
money.
People are stint, yeah.
Sure. So then it looks like they're not making a whole lot and they're not gouging. But then you look at profits. Profits talk.
That was it. So profits talk.
So here's some.
We all knew that.
There's some numbers
coming
for
out of COVID that even though there's been a bunch of mom and pop stores that went bankrupt.
Sure.
And
sure.
Restaurants that went bankrupt and a bunch of people they somehow had record-breaking profits.
So 2022 Kroger profit, $30.3 billion with a B. B as in Brandon. B, not million. B, billion, okay? That's their profit. 2023, 31.7, a 4% increase from the last year. 2024, 33.36, a 5% increase. So they're still making more and more and more and more money. I mean, the $30 billion profit alone is like, holy shit. Now, I'm a free marketer. I'm a capitalist. Yeah. Call it what you want. So if this company's making $30 billion a year, do you think it's okay for the government to come in there and be like, well, we're going to fix these prices where you can only sell them at X amount?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard part.
It's not fair that you make $30 billion. It's like, well, okay, but I started this company. I've built it into this $31 billion a year enterprise, and you're not going to come in and tell me. You can't tell me how to sell. Well, I mean, I guess you can. You're the government, but you can't tell me like... So then when you start price fixing, as they're kind of talking about doing, I've heard her mention this, okay. If you price fix, a lot of people say we become a Venezuela where the demand is less and people don't want to compete no more because it's like, well, I'm only going to make X amount. Why would I compete with this? We're all going to make the same.
So to be honest, the only thing that's really going to fix something like this isn't the government. It's you.
That's exactly how I feel. The people.
It's you.
Correct.
You either... And this is the problem with this is a hard thing to do. It's part of why, like, it kind of boils down to a bigger thing where it's like, how many people have time to tend a garden or take care of chickens when they go home so they can get their eggs? You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of that is a lot of work. A lot of people can't do it. A lot of people don't have the space to do it.
Sure.
The ability to do it. Yeah. I don't know where some to start. It's not something they want to do. Sure. Yeah. So,
but,
and then it's like, all right, well, then your only other option is to go to a different store. Well, I don't know. Kroger's is probably, their prices are probably, for the most part, pretty close to Walmart.
Sure.
Pretty close to Meijer.
Mm-hmm.
So is it worth it to go to that store for just that one thing? Like, my grandma back in the day would literally, she went grocery shopping. I mean, she cut coupons.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she had her heart attack and got her bypass, I took her shopping, basically. So I went. We would go to Kroger's, and then we go to Aldi's, and then we go to Meijer's, and then we stop at Cub Foods, and then we go to Walmart. I mean, we hit fucking everything, because she wanted a couple things from here, a few things from here,
right?
And she obviously, and she also loved to cook, cooked every night. We always had meals that it was 5:30. We're eating dinner. You know what I mean? It's always a different. I mean, a lot of the same meals, but you know. Every other day was something different. And who the fuck has time or the fucking will to go do all that?
That many different stores. I thought you were going to say. And also,
are you just losing the money and gas? You know what I mean? If you're going to drive to all those places.
Well, I saved myself $9 today. It's like, yeah, but you drove $10 of gas out of your car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're not saving nothing. So, like,
that's the part that makes it hard.
Sure.
So, really, there's kind of two answers, well, three answers. The owners or the presidents of these publicly traded companies tell their shareholders to go fuck themselves, and we're going to do what's right for the people.
That's a big no-no.
That seems like that's not going to happen.
No, big no-no.
You have the government come in and regulate things, which only ends up causing more and more unforeseen consequences that no one ever thought would happen.
Right.
Or you put some chickens in your backyard, you let them eat the fucking shit running around, give them some grain, whatever, and grow your own tomatoes or corn or potatoes or carrots or fucking whatever else.
Well, this
or,
is-
or go to a local farmer and buy a half of a cow. And have them butcher it, and you have your meat for the year. That's a big one.
Which is what we did. We have a huge, big ass.
That's a great thing to do. Actually, my mom actually saves you quite a bit of money.
Got us a massive gift certificate at wintertime for like $150. And then her mom also bought a bunch of cow.
Yeah.
That little freezer over there is full of fucking hamburgers. So much food. All right. So what I thought you was going to say is, you haven't said what I thought you was going to say. I thought you was going to say, then we'll move on here because we're already an hour in. What I thought you was going to say was, okay, so everyone knows that they're gouging. So everyone needs to stop shopping at Kroger's.
Yeah, or start. You know what we could do is start protesting in front of the goddamn stores. That might help a little bit.
Could. Or like just organize a group of people where the people are like, no, we're not fucking doing this shit no more because you guys are gouging us. So we're going to go to Walmart. Then Walmart's profits tend to go up.
Sure.
Okay, so then it's like, I mean, you can only make them compete. Yeah. So it's like,
that's the problem.
Okay, so if people see this in the news, they need to say, all right, you know what? Kroger's, we're going to take a month off of Kroger's. They're going to lose a lot of money next month. A lot. Billions of dollars.
It has to be.
They're going
to
lose a lot of money.
Organized.
Okay, they're going to lose a lot of money. So then their prices will come down because they want you to come back to the store.
Mm.
Then you get to go back, but you need to punish them for a while to make them feel that and to be like, okay, maybe we should stop gouging, or maybe we should never do that again, or maybe we should apologize to customers. Or better yet, I tell you what. You come to Kroger's this week, you buy a gallon of milk, we'll give you one for free. Because we feel guilty. Because we gouged the fuck out of you. Now, they would have to do that to get people back in. Because when you boycott a store, most people think, well, you boycott. Bud Light's here. Bud Light wants to talk to you about boycott.
Oh, did you see the new Bud Light commercial?
When you boycott properly, I don't think I...
It's funny, but go ahead.
When you boycott properly, It makes shit happen.
Yeah, I mean, you have Bud Light got cheap as fuck. It's hard to get people that well organized.
It's very hard. It is. And it's like when I listen to a lot of podcasters like, hey, we've never seen an organizing like this.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to buy another beer.
Yeah.
For some people, it may not be so easy. Like if you go to the store and there's three different beers on the shelf, but when you leave your house, there's not like a Walmart and Kroger side by side.
Right.
So it can be harder to go to one or the other.
Yeah.
It's harder to boycott. People like Kroger because there's certain stuff. Then people like Walmart because of their certain stuff. Like you said, Aldi's, then Walmart, then Kroger. So it's really hard to stand up against them.
It is difficult because they are so big. Because we have allowed them to get as big as they are. Yeah, we kind of allowed Walmart and these bigger stores Amazon to crush,
take everything over,
crush local IGAs and shit like that.
It's insane, I mean, but that's how it's worked out. So now it's like, well, I mean, are the big corporations just going to run everything from now on? That's how it feels that way.
Yeah,
the lazier we get, the lazier the fucking people get, the less they're going to worry about trying to do things in their own backyard.
And I'm just as bad because I'm...
Oh, so are we. So am I.
Clicklist, baby? Agree. Let's go. Clicklist, I'm...
Absolutely.
I don't have to leave the house.
I don't have to leave the house. Why would you?
Well, I leave the house, but
well, we can get our shit delivered for free.
Yeah, you can get delivered too.
Walmart will bring $250 of groceries and drop them on my front porch. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Crazy to think about.
The only nice part about that is like you would think and hope that once more people start doing that, they start actually downsizing their stores because they don't have to actually have
as much shit
displayed stock.
Right.
You know, if it ever gets to a point where we basically just buy everything on their app or the internet or whatever, then, I mean, part of that problem is, well, there's less employees that need to work there.
Yeah.
But the bonus of that is hopefully what should happen is prices should go down or at least not match the rate of inflation.
Now, the spokesman said it was cherry picked comment. Okay. Might be. But
it's still real.
Fucking said it.
Yeah,
right.
It's still the thing.
So maybe he needs to come out and say, look, we were gouging our shit. We apologize. We're going to bring the prices back down to normal. But when Kroger gouges, do you think Walmart keeps their prices higher when Kroger's is lower? Or Kroger's, you think that Walmart keeps it lower when Kroger's is higher? No, they probably match it. They have marketing people.
It said, the article I read said that Meijer and Walmart kept theirs lower. It was like 14 cents.
Is that even enough to argue about?
Well, I don't know. That might have been the rate of inflation, though. Like, 14 cents when you're selling fucking 10,000
it's a lot of money.
Cartons of eggs.
Sure.
That's a lot of money.
But
obviously, would
it change someone's mind from Kroger to Walmart? I don't know if that's quite enough money. Now you go to the local IGA, bag of Doritos, $6.40 a piece.
Yeah, they're expensive.
We went there yesterday and I was like,
yeah,
holy shit.
Yep.
And that bag is 3/4 chips, maybe 2/3 if you're lucky.
Most,
$7 for a bag of chips with the taxes on it.
Oh.
For a bag. Me and the three girls can almost kill one of them while we're eating cheeseburgers one day. Like $7 for a bag. But then you go to Kroger's, $3.50.
Yeah, something.
$4 a piece. Much cheaper. Mm-hmm. Now you have to drive all the way to Inglewood compared to Brookville.
Right.
That's small marketing. Not quite the same thing we're talking about. But the same idea.
Mm.
So what if they, you know, drop their prices where you, I don't know, you're never going to get people to like boycott Kroger for a month. So it's not going to happen. It's unfortunate, but that won't happen.
This news would have to get much bigger, but they're too worried about.
Now, pick a different beer on the shelf.
Different shit.
That's easy.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck you, Bud Light. I'm going to go Michelob. Same company, different brand. That's what everybody did.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's the same company. But it's a different brand. But you're still setting, you're still giving
their money.
You're giving them, yes, you are, but they are realizing, hey, we should probably not do that shit no more. Because the Bud Light brand has lost billions of dollars this year.
Sure.
Which is insane. But Anheuser's done just fine because everybody buys Michelob now.
Right.
I have friends like, oh, I ain't fucking drinking that shit. That's fucking gay beer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. What you have in your hand was made by Anheuser?
Yeah.
Do you know it's the same
company? Same company.
Did you know you're still giving their money, by the way? How about pick up a Yingling? And try something different.
Instead of Jared making your beer, now it's fucking Billy Bob.
Jared.
They go to lunch together, by the way.
And Jared, by the way, he was going to get laid off, but now he's helping Billy Bob's.
They just took
that team and put them to the fucking team because they have to make double the beer now for Michelob.
Actually, the beer that they used to make in the plant for Bud Light, and they had a smaller section for Michelob. Now Michelob's being made in there.
Yeah. But the Bud Light does have the orange Bengal cans I saw yesterday, which is badass. I can't say
so.
I won't buy Bud Light cans to go drink on Sunday at the game. I can't say that.
So the new Bud Light commercial, I just saw this today, is apparently, it seems like they're making like a joke out of Connor Stallions.
Okay.
Asking him like, did you cheat? Like, you know, it looks like he's in like a dean's office maybe. So maybe it's not Connor Stallions. Maybe it's just a guy, or like a student or something. But Shane Gillis is in the background. So he's standing there. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
This one right here.
Yeah.
Let's just play it. We only have a clip. Right, so ahead. We got one now.
Bobby, you've been accused of plagiarizing your master's thesis. If you were found guilty, you will have to forgo the football
season. See, it looks like Michigan colors to me.
Why I assume blue and yellow. You're right.
That's why I assume it's kind of making fun of Connor Stallions.
If you confess, I will make it only half the season. I'll make you a deal. You tell the truth, you can have this ice cold bucket of Bud Light. All you have to do.
Shane Gillis in the background, like, oh shit.
All right, I'll go first. Grease the wheels a little.
What? No.
I confess that I practice my halftime speeches in the shower before games. Professor Wilkins, you want to confess anything?
No.
All right, I'll go for you. Professor Wilkins has been taking karate classes ever since that saxophone girl put him in a headlock.
That was a secret.
Now it's a beer.
Everybody, let's focus, please.
Hey. Oh, we having beers?
Yeah. No. All you have to do is confess and you get a Bud Light.
Oh. Okay, when I order pizza, I use a British accent, and now the girl at the pizza place thinks I'm British, and we've been dating for 4 months.
What?
Whew.
That feels good, right?
Yeah. Bobby, did you cheat?
What's going on?
All right, I admit
I'm afraid of horses! Does that count?
The dean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
you can go back to practice, big guy.
He took the last beer.
I got plenty of confessions.
Let me hear one.
I never read any of these books, and I'm really embarrassed about it.
Thank you.
Quite a good time, Governor.
That's really bad.
She's falling for that?
She's falling for that?
I think I love her.
Did he say that she swallowed for that?
No, she's falling for that.
Oh, I was just saying. I thought he said that she swallows. Like, oh my God. Okay. Damn, we're going big here. Okay, so Bud Light's getting in the right. This is what they're doing to.
It was a good commercial.
Yeah, that was a good commercial. Okay. And it,
I might be biased because
he's in blue and yellow.
I think it's Connor Stallions.
Come on. We know.
It was a blue and yellow sweatsuit. Or like top, and then the bottoms were yellow too.
Yes.
Yeah,
they were mimicking Michigan.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think
good
so.
Commercial though.
Yeah, 100%.
Now Bud Light is using the right people to get back in.
Right,
Shane Gillis, Post Malone. Every time you see that motherfucker, he has a Bud Light in his hand. Dana White.
Yeah,
Kid Rock has come back around.
Yeah,
so they're trying to get their brand back together. One thing I did notice yesterday about Bud Light: if you like to drink light beer that's not super filling and don't make you fat, I guess I'll just say fat. You know, whatever. I'm fat. Anyway, so Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, Bud Light can't be that much worse. It's actually a lot worse.
What is it?
It's like 9.
Oh.
Per can.
They have like a...
That's a lot.
A Bud Zero or something.
They did.
They?
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah,
Budweiser,
a bunch of people hate it. Fucking
Budweiser Zero, whatever. I tried that. Nah, not good at all.
So, Dale Jr.
Yeah, 11... Look at this. 11 grams of carbs per beer compared to 2.6... Now, I think Bud Light has better flavor than Mick, and I have it's more flavor, but you pay for it in the long run. But if you're drinking...
I pretty regularly get Mick Ultra.
But let's be honest. I'm going to be sober all week because Sunday I'm going to be drinking at the game. And when you know you're going to drink 10, 12, 14 beers, the last thing I'm doing is looking at the carbs on the can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't give two fucks.
Half the time I start off with a Bud Heavy at a game. Care.
But I will say, the reason I drink tequila when I do drink tequila is because it doesn't have any carbs. None.
I'm a fan of tequila.
It's, you know, I mean, that's another reason why that show hasn't been released yet, because I was passing out shots. Yeah. things got wild quick. Anyway, we need to move on because we're running out of, burning time here.
We are.
You want to cover the Michael Cole thing?
Nah, don't worry about it.
What happened? So he's not in Raw no more?
Yeah, he's not. He's going to SmackDown because.
Why did they change it up?
I think because he wants to work with Pat, and if he's not going to work with Pat, he'll work on the show that only takes 2 hours a night instead of 3.
Smart man.
So and I assume
Boeing,
that's why.
So this Boeing thing we'll cover real quick because I wanted to talk about it anyway.
Oh.
So the Boeing space shuttle is still up there. It's not working. SpaceX is going to pick them up
sometime
February.
In February, okay. Maybe.
February, right? Next year?
Yeah. Now it's making a weird noise.
They're getting strange noises out of the speakers?
Yeah, now it's making a weird noise.
It's sonar type noise is what I heard.
So they...
In space?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can hear it from inside. The astronaut heard it, radioed down to mission control. So he let them listen to it. He put his microphone up to where the noise is coming from, I guess. And they don't know what it is. So, you know,
maybe a call from outer space,
straight from the people who can't figure out how to attach a door to a 747. That's what we use to send to space.
Let's cover music quickly. Cause we got some sports to do. Adele announced a hiatus yesterday. A lot of people are going to be real tore up over this. Not me. According to FoxNews.com, Adele announces hiatus from music. She says, I will not see you for an incredibly long time. The Hello singer has 10 more shows scheduled for her Vegas residency, and then apparently she's done. The article says Adele is saying goodbye to performing for a while. A fan shared a video on TikTok of the singer during a recent performance in Munich, Germany, where she said she's planning a lengthy break after her Las Vegas residency. Now she has a child now, right? She's married to Chris, what's that guy's name? I have 10 shows to do, but after I will not see you for an incredibly long time and I will hold you dear in my heart. Representatives for Adele did not immediately return comment. She's been performing her Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum Theater at Caesar's Palace since November 2022. Jesus, how much money she's making at those fucking shows. They're so expensive and they are so exclusive and they're hard to, she looks good. She lost a bunch of weight. Good for her.
She lost some
anyway, she's taking a lot of time off of music, which if I had that much money and was touring that much, I probably would too.
She'll probably miss it in 2 months and announce a new one.
Burn the fuck out. Yeah, you know, you can come out with streaming and you can come up with albums now and not have to tour at all. Especially when she's that big. She can just release music and sit at home.
Well, she probably can't. She probably has a record deal that has her signed until fucking...
I bet her deal...
2037, so yeah. Everything she puts out is...
I bet that deal also says in that paperwork that I can do what the fuck I want to do, and you can't make me do anything. I mean, guarantee... Taylor Swift's deal...
Is she smart?
I bet her deal
is Taylor Swift is different.
I bet Swift is like, look, I'll sign 5 albums, but I'm telling you right now, there's no time frame. I'll do them when I want to do them. And if you want her
Taylor
that bad...
Taylor Swift is different.
Right, you'll pay her that... Adele and Taylor Swift are neck and neck.
No.
Oh, my goodness. No. Are we going here on the music section right now?
It's not. I mean, come on.
You ready for this? What do you want to go with? Net worth?
I don't care about that. Who gives a fuck?
Taylor's worth a lot more.
Sure. But that does... She could be fucking... One of them could be stupid with their money and not have anything to show for it. I don't give a fuck about that. That means nothing.
What do you think... What's the differences here?
The streams, the listens. Taylor Swift is crushing her in streams. I guarantee it.
I may have jumped off the ledge here.
Yeah, of course you did.
I wasn't really talking career money. I was talking more. Everybody knows who Adele is. She's a big deal, but maybe
more people know who Taylor Swift.
Maybe she's not as big as Taylor Swift. Total Adele streams. We'll go ahead and prove Landon right on this. She has 21.7 billion. Sounds like a lot, correct?
It is a lot. That's a fucking massive amount of streams.
Swift's got probably more.
Yeah, I would think so.
85. 85 billion.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, Adele's not as big as Taylor Swift. But I'm learning to express when I'm wrong. I'm learning to be honest. Okay. This is a thing. It's a new thing.
All right.
I was wrong.
Were you going to therapy or something?
I didn't say that. I was wrong. Adele.
I know you didn't. I was just asking.
I don't have to answer the question. Adele is not as big as Taylor Swift, but she's a big deal. She's a big deal.
Yeah, she is a big deal.
She's taking time off. I think she had a kid. I didn't get time to look it up, and we are too far on the show for me to sit here and look up Adele's personal life. But some of us will miss Adele. Most of us will not. Let's just be honest.
I mean, I know like one of her songs.
Hello from the
Yeah, that one. That was
side.
The one.
Because I used to sing it in the shop
probably,
all the time.
I probably know more than that.
I used to sing it. When,
I can tell you.
Erica sang it for me one time, and I was like.
Holy shit.
Yeah. A little mesmerized.
She got some pipes.
She's like, this is hard to do. I'm like, yeah, but. yeah, but you should keep going.
Did you see fucking... Because
the universe stopped for a little bit when you were doing that. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but I tuned out.
Sorry. I don't know when this was from, but I saw a clip of Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And he played... He was like... You know, a lot of these people are like, oh, you're just so talented. That's incredible. And he's like, no, I'm not. I just worked really hard. And he has this fucking... He has a clip on his phone from, I guess, his early days when he was just starting out. It starts with the guitar, and it's like, it's okay, I guess. I don't know. That's what they were saying. I couldn't tell you if it was... It sounded okay, I don't know.
The singing come in, he sounded like shit?
Yeah. It was not good.
So it's like, oh.
Yeah.
So you can actually work at this and get better?
I mean, yes. Some people sure are naturally talented.
Sure. Eric is pretty naturally talented.
But, you know, the old saying was that when talent... hard work
outperforms
hard,
talent.
Hard work outperforms talent until talent develops hard work or whatever, or something like that.
Talent those
learns
lines, yeah.
Hard work. I don't know, something like that.
I was a little naturally talented as a drummer, but then I came better and better and better. But there was plenty of kids around me that went to lessons too, that practiced every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was good. And I watched some of them kids play drum set, and I was like,
There's another level to this.
I'm so lazy.
Yeah.
I should practice. Uh-huh. This kid's 3 years younger than me, and he's working circles around me right now. And I thought I was like the best guy that he had. That was way wrong. Boy, you live and learn. Learned a lot there, that's for sure. All right. Yeah. I haven't played drums in a long time, but I'm thinking about putting my drum set back together and setting it right over there in the corner. We'll see what happens. We're going to make a studio out of this part right here. Actually, you know what? I'm not talking about what I'm doing because it'll never fucking happen. Jesus, Cromedy, it's been a long show. Let's move on to sports.
351! Rover, shit! Hut!
Football.
The biggest holdout of the year, I think, has been Trent Williams. Now they're finalizing
probably
a deal.
The most important one.
Here it is. Oh, my God. He just signed his deal. Holy shmoly. 49ers Trent Williams ends holdout thanks to... Oh, Kevin Dietz is listening to this. He's a huge 49ers fan. He's going to be so happy.
I don't know.
I hate the 49ers. Yeah, he reached a deal. He ends his holdout, $82.6 million. The San Francisco 49ers and Williams agreed to a restructured three-year...
How much is guaranteed?
Shit.
That's the important part.
$48 million at signing, $25.6 signing bonus. How does this magic work? You sign a piece of paper, you get 48. Then you get a bonus for signing that piece of paper for another 25. He will make $27.65 million in cash this season, according to his agency, the most of any offensive lineman, as he probably should. Now, this guy's a little bit of an anomaly. He's 36 years old, mm-hmm. and he's still that good.
He's still the best in the league by most people's standards.
He's 36.
And he does things that no other tackle does, like goes in motion.
I can't say I've ever watched this guy play football, but I will be watching this year because he's 36 and he's so good.
He's been that good for that long.
That's crazy.
Pretty wild.
He spent his time away from the team at home in Houston preparing for the season. He was owed $20 million this season under the six-year $138 contract he signed in 2021. Jesus, this dude just gets paid.
He's making money.
Brandon Ayuk was also holding out. He's not holding out
no more. No more. Fucking 49ers figured it out,
I guess. He signed a four-year $120 that includes $76 guaranteed. The Niners are back, and I hope they lose every game.
They have, like, the highest-paid player in, like, every position, apparently.
How are they
for this? That's what it seems like.
How are they for this?
I don't fucking know. There's a cap.
Salary
caps aren't real.
There's a cap somewhere.
They're not real.
Apparently, if I can just give you this signing bonus, I can still pay you X amount a year, and everybody's happy. Is that how it works?
Fucking,
I don't know.
Jamar Chase is looking at Mike Brown like, you see what just happened?
Here's the last
holdout.
They
paid two motherfuckers. I'm only asking for me.
Unfortunately, the last holdout. Well, Hassan Reddick's holding up, but nobody cares about him.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He actually might hold up. That's the only one.
I think he'll permanently hold.
That one seems like that one might stick, which is also hilarious considering that press conference that that Salah had talking about Rodgers. How did he say it? Unexplained. Absence or any
unexcused absence.
He said it wrong. Whatever he said, I can't remember what it was. But in the same, I think it was the same press conference, he said, but we know, Hassan's holding out, but we know he's a pro and he'll be in shape.
Like, okay. Hassan hasn't even walked into the building. They signed him. He hasn't even showed up.
He hasn't said hi to the fucking secretary at the desk. Nothing.
He might be dead at home and we don't even know for 4 days because he's not even come around to play football.
Yeah.
And he was signed to a contract to play football.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Me and my cousin Joe talked about this yesterday when I sent him the Jamar Chase news. He was like, man, I can't believe they haven't figured out how to make these guys play football. I said,
you can't make anyone play football.
I mean, if you sign a contract and you don't show up, I mean, you don't get paid.
Yeah, but
Jamar Chase's game checks are so small, it doesn't matter. Because he's only making X amount this year. So yeah, it's like,
I mean, he's making. Was it $8 million?
I think it was eight.
So you're talking
16 games, $500 a game.
Yeah,
that's somewhere around. Compared to him making $35 million,
compared to what he's gonna make. He also has 2 years left on his contract, left,
which is why the Bengals are holding out.
Yeah, so it gives them some leverage. It seems like that one. You would think that one would get done somehow.
I like to think that Jamar Chase will be on the field Sunday. I would like to think that, but Adam Schefter from ESPN came out today and said, "Look, they have 48 hours.
Yeah, it's coming down to the
last
wire.
Year." Burrow's deal was announced 20 minutes into the Jets game, the first game of the season.
Oh, no shit.
Did you hear him say that today?
No.
He said, you know, the Burrow deal was not worked out yet before the season started. And then 20 minutes into the Jets game, I reported on Twitter, X, that he signed a massive extension. Literally 3 days before he was supposed to go on the field.
Right.
So Jamar's got roughly 2 days, assumingly maybe Thursday during the game they will announce a deal. I don't know if it's going to happen. And then
why not?
Do you think he sits out?
If anyone's going to take a stand on paying players like this,
they're going to be him?
It's going to be the Bengals, probably. I would think.
Mike Brown's an asshole, and he's a greedy guy.
Yeah.
And you might be right. But then again, guess what the Bengals have this week? The Patriots are favored the most of the entire league by 8.5. They're at home. They're probably going to win. Okay. Next week, they have to go to Arrowhead. Do you want to go to Arrowhead without Jamar Chase? I don't want to go to Arrowhead without Jamar Chase. Right. So it's like they sit down. They're like, well, maybe we'll let this game pass. But maybe the next game we need to come up with something. Because we need his ass in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's got to happen. We're going to find out. It's going to be interesting to see. I think it gets done within the next 2 days. But
you hoping?
I don't know Mike Brown that well. And well, of course I'm fucking hoping.
Well, Katie
I'll be in the game Sunday. His ass better be there.
Her husband are the ones that are supposed to be
Blackburn. Is that their last
name? Yeah, Katie Blackburn.
Yeah. They're supposed to be the ones working deals.
His name is.
Yeah, not too excited about
it. They're supposed to be basically running the organization. Now, whether that doesn't mean that they can just spend any kind of money. They might still have to go to Mike Brown and be like, can you sign off on this?
We're doing the math on this. Yeah, you need to sign off on this. And he might say, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
He has 2 years left on his contract. Well, I'm not going to give him a $35 million a year deal right here, right now. It's not happening. I'm not doing it. One of the best receivers in the league. You go without him?
He's up there.
You go without that guy? I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea. Other news, 49ers. Who's this guy? Was he a receiver?
Yeah, Ricky Pearsall. Their first round wide receiver they drafted this year was shot in the chest.
In the fucking chest.
At 3 o'clock. When I heard 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the day.
Why is he out 3 o'clock in the morning? No.
During the day.
3 o'clock during the day.
3:10.
Broad fucking daylight.
Afternoon. According to sports.yahoo.com, 49ers Ricky Pearsall released from hospital after being shot in chest in San Francisco. According to his mother, Ricky was shot during robbery, but the bullet missed his vital organs. I guess the bullet
came
went
out
in
his
chest.
Back.
Came out his back. It was a attempted carjacking. Assuming he drives a decent car, it's probably not super nice. He's got some money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But let's consider.
Listen,
not being political, consider where it's at.
Right,
San Francisco,
home to the most
got
car
some rough spots.
Jacking.
Got
they're
some
usually
bad spots.
Breaking into cars and stealing shit,
yes,
not actually not, stealing the cars.
I mean, you're gonna shoot somebody over stealing his car?
Apparently, the guy got shot too. So I don't know if he shot him.
Let's go over the story real quick because we're running out of time. Pearsall, first round pick, 2024 draft, as you said, was shot during an alleged attempt robbery at San Francisco Union Square on Saturday.
We were doing our fantasy robbery? Football draft when this happened.
Yeah. Pearsall was upgraded to fair condition early on Sunday, one day after the incident, and then the team announced that he had been released and was recovering from the bullet wound to his chest a few hours later. Also on Sunday, Pearsall's mother, Erin Pearsall, posted on Facebook that he was shot through the chest, but the bullet did not hit any vitals. We already got all that. After the shooting, Pearsall was seen walking to the ambulance while covering a chest wound in a video. What a dog. gets shot, yeah. just walks over the ambulance.
Yeah.
Police told KTXL Sean Cunningham that Pearsall was shot after a struggle for the gun with a suspect who was allegedly attempting to steal a Rolex watch.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
While Pearsall was going to a signing event. Why do I think it was a carjacking? I don't know. I thought somebody said that today. The suspect who's in custody was also reportedly shot through the chest and is in stable condition at San Francisco General Hospital where Pearsall is being treated. They're both in the same hospital. Dude tried to steal a Rolex watch off his wrist.
In the same room?
I doubt it, but they're probably close. And the other guy's probably chained down to the fucking bed.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Let's see. San Francisco Mayor London Breed. She's a fucking... That girl's a trip. And Chief Police Officer William Scott both posted statements confirming a reaction to the news, which comes at times. San Francisco crime rate is a continuous issue. Year-to-year date data shows robbery to be down 22%. No one believes that. What is this, Yahoo? Yeah, never mind.
That's Scott, because you're not arresting people because you raised the amount of money that somebody has to steal to... Gosh. Before they're fucking arrested.
Listen to the
That's
logic.
Crazy
listen
how statistics work.
Listen to that logic come out of your mouth. What a you're on the ball here.
I know.
You're on. You looked this up more than I did. I'm impressed.
I know I didn't.
It seems like you did. Scott later revealed in the news press conference the suspect is a 17-year-old male.
That's why I trusted you with the carjacking.
From Tracy, like, California. Well, yeah, I fucked it up. I'll admit I was wrong again. Adele is nowhere as big as Taylor Swift. Let's move on. who is believed to have been alone. So 17-year-old kid. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said the state will have his charges filed in juvenile court at this time. Juvenile court? His ass is going to adult court.
Yeah,
he shot somebody.
He should. He absolutely
over a $40,000 watch. No, I understand.
Hopefully,
it's expensive
hopefully
watch.
This is just where they're starting out at.
What is this? What's the moral of the story here?
Get drafted by somebody else?
No, it's okay to hang out in San Francisco. But what should you not do when you're in San Francisco?
The wear expensive things.
I bet that Rolex is probably worth 40 grand, if not more.
You can buy cheaper ones. You don't know.
He probably ain't rocking a cheap one.
Oh, why not? I mean,
he's probably got a nice one.
There's motherfuckers out there who are rocking fake shit. Who the fuck? I was watching.
You gotta be careful.
I was watching someone.
People see your shit and they want it so bad.
I know.
That they will fucking shoot you.
There was a rapper or an actor, I don't remember, on like Charlemagne the God show.
Yeah, and said all the shit was fake.
Yeah. So there's
been a couple people.
I forget who it was. He's like, no, I fuck that. He's like, what am I gonna do?
Chad Ochocinco said his shit was fake.
Yeah, Chad.
He said everything he ever had was fake, and no one. I mean, like, I was blown away.
My
by
earrings?
That.
Yeah, they're fake.
I said, wait a minute, you got diamonds and chains and earrings, and none of it's fucking real.
None of it's real.
No one could tell.
Yep.
Dude has like $500 of jewelry on, and if it was real, it'd be probably $50,000, if not more.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. But you don't want to walk around San Francisco with something nice, especially not a Rolex watch on your hand.
Well,
because
you're not
allowed
to defend
money.
Yourself. Because
and if you defend yourself, you're going to jail too.
You're going to jail. So, yeah. Walk around
pretty
like
wild.
You're fucking Steve Jobs and don't have any money.
We're running out of time. 1:36. Let's see. Deion Sanders starts 529 accounts with $2,121, which was his number, by the way. In them for the 8 fathers on Colorado's roster.
Sense.
Yes.
21.
Oh, you know that? Yeah, I
no,
had to
yeah,
look
I didn't
that
put
too.
That together.
So basically, he's come out at a team meeting and said, look, all 8 of you guys that have kids, I have started accounts for you guys. They're 529s, tax non-deductible, tax advantage savings accounts, and they have $2,121 in each one of them.
Yeah.
Pretty nice thing to do. I mean, it's only 20 grand considering he makes a lot of money, but still, he didn't have to do that. Now these kids already have 529s building compound interest, and these kids are just playing football.
I think they have, like,
that's pretty sweet.
They have to go to a meeting for it too, so they're like forced to sit down with a financial advisor and be like, hey.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, which is that obviously, like, those kind of fucking lessons and shit should be done in high school.
Yes.
You know, 100%.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I've always agreed that. Yes.
But yeah, this is pretty cool. It was just a feel good video. It was like
nice thing that he did. Yeah, good thing. NFL starts Thursday. We already said that. We're going to say it again. NFL starts Thursday. NFL starts Thursday. NFL starts this week. It's Thursday. We're all fucking pumped. We've waited months and months.
What's the Thursday night game?
Chiefs Ravens.
That's right.
In Arrowhead. Is that right?
Yes. I don't know.
Chiefs favored by 3.5. It's in Arrowhead. And then I better look on my phone before I'm called out for being wrong here.
Yeah, I don't remember if it's in.
It happens at times.
But
what did I say? Thursday. Yeah, Thursday night. I'm sorry. Here we go. Yeah, Chiefs favored by 3 over Baltimore, 8:20. Friday night, there's a game in Brazil that no one wants to go to.
Brazil.
The Eagles are favored by 2.5 over the Pack. How do you feel about that?
Hilarious.
Hilarious?
I'm betting the Pack.
I hope the Pack beat the shit out of them, obviously, because I'm a Cowboys fan. Anyway, a lot of people are saying they don't want to go to Brazil.
Oh, I'm sure they don't.
They told the players, Schefter said that it was a Schefter or Pat, said that a lot of the players are being told to go in your hotel, stay in your hotel.
Yeah, we're not going sightseeing.
We're going to the hotel. We're going to the restaurant.
It's a business trip.
At the hotel and the little thing, yeah. And then we're going to the game, then we're going home. And the flight was 9.5 hours. I think Tommy told me he flew down there. 10 hours? Long flight.
I think they looked it up the other day, and it was like long 6.5.
Saturday, we've got Ohio State at home versus Western Michigan. They're favored by 38.5. That's not going to be a game. The game I'm going to watch is going to be that team up north has to play Texas. Team up north ranked 9th. Texas ranked 4th. Texas favored by 7.5 in Michigan. Noon game. I'm ready for that one. Jesus. I hope Texas kicks their ass. It'd be great to watch.
I know that was happening.
And then Sunday games, you've got some decent games here. We've got the Bengals at home, favored by the most of the league this week. 8.5 over the Patriots. I said that. Browns are favored 2.5 over Dallas. They're at home. I wanted to go to that game, but then I realized the Bengals had a game. I was like, can't really do both. And the Dallas Cowboy tickets, fucking expensive for every single game they go to. Stupid. I get it, demand. I get it, but yeah. Stupid. And we already said that your team, the Pack, plays Friday night against the Eagles. That'll be a fun one to watch. Monday night, the Niners, who are basically a weapon now, are playing the other team that people think is going to be a weapon, the Jets. Niners at home, favored by 3.5.
Going to be an interesting week. Aaron Rodgers Monday night.
Next week's going to be fun to talk about, and you're not going to fucking be here.
Yeah, no.
I feel like I need to get somebody on that knows some sports. I'll have to go sit on my friends list and find somebody that wants to chat football because I hate to do a huge football section because not everybody likes the football sports, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's like a 50-50. Some of my friends don't care.
Do what you want to do, though.
We'll do the same thing we've been doing. Next week, we're going to talk about space. There you go. Matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you what we're going
to
talk about
because it won't happen. You can't just cowtail to the people just listening. You know what I mean?
This is what we're doing next week. I'm not going to talk about it. Because it won't fucking happen. And then the Darlington race. We'll finish off with that. We're running out of time here. Briscoe wins. Don't even know who that guy is. No clue.
Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe. Okay.
He drives for Stuart Haas Racing, which is going out of business. Martin Truex Jr. is retiring from Gibbs. So Chase is going to a Gibbs car next season. Hasn't won a race all season. Wasn't going to make it into the playoffs. Had to win Darlington.
And did.
To do it.
Got in.
Fucking made an incredible pass on the last restart to pass two guys to take the lead and then hold off Kyle Busch, who also hasn't won a race all season. He's in a losing drought. He's gone like 60-some races without a win.
He hurt some feelings this race.
So he fucking pulled it off. Not a racetrack that you aren't supposed to have surprise winners at. It should be the same. Kind of, you asked me before the race started, who's supposed to win this race? I told you, well, Gibbs cars are probably pretty good. That also means the 2311 cars are pretty good. They were pretty good. But Chase pulled out. It was a great race. Fucking fantastic.
What a Reddick. Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick
wins a regular season.
Wins the regular season championship. Bubba,
I hate to see that. That's terrible.
Briscoe by winning knocked out Chris Buescher and Bubba. Basically, it was going to be one of those two that were probably going to get into the.
So is this Kyle Busch that's out?
Yeah, Kyle Busch is out.
Chastain's out.
Ross Chastain is out. Wow. Those are the first four out.
Wow.
Wow. And then Martin Truex almost was out because he wrecked on fucking lap two.
Yeah, I saw that.
Caught awful. My driver awful. In the fucking wreck. And I'm like, motherfucker, I was really looking forward to this race. And then
that was ugly.
That happened.
That was ugly. NASCAR is going to be exciting, though, the next couple weeks. It's all competition. Good competition.
Atlanta, last time they raced at Atlanta, it was a 3-wide finish, like .000.
Yeah, real close.
Like they had to go to the fucking...
The scorecards.
I mean,
the electronic scorecard.
It was crazy.
Right?
So hopefully that'll be a good race.
Next week, we'll talk about some NFL. Should be a good race. Cap off some of the good stuff I have in college. We'll do some sports next week, of course, because it's the first week of football.
Yeah, football.
I got anything else? You got anything else?
No.
Enjoy your trip next week. The week after, maybe give us an insight of what happened and how much fun you had.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening this week. We appreciate you guys. Here's some outro music. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Flashburn Podcast. Check out our Facebook page for more content from us, and please subscribe to the show. We absolutely love you guys, and we hope you have a nice day.